light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Very beautifully states that the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam, 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment, subhanallah. And another wonderful narration is in front of me, Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was a companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was known as the confidant of the Messenger of Allah. So he states that As-salatu ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tudriku rajula wa waladahu wa walada waladihi. He says sending blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam benefits a man, his children, wa walada waladihi, and his children's children. This is mentioned in Al-Qawlul Badi. What a beautiful narration of Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatahu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulallah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad al-Nuri min Nurillah. MashaAllah. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Khushamdeed. Once again, welcome to one all to another episode in the series, The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah. And today's focal point of discussion, the topic is very unique. And the topic for today is the universe is for you. SubhanAllah. So, Inshallah, we'll discuss how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this entire universe. And Allah ta'ala has created this universe for us so that we must stay here and, prepare for the hereafter. Yes, in actual fact, everything was created and is created for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here, we are focusing on, Allah Ta'ala created this world and He created it for us to live here, for us to reside, for us to work for the hereafter. And this brings me towards the ayat of the Holy Quran where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions in Surah Baqarah, ayat number 29, Allah Ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَسَوَّاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ SubhanAllah. It is He who created everything in the earth for you. Then He intended to form the sky. So He fashioned it into seven skies. And He has complete knowledge of everything. SubhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulallah. Inshallah, this will be our focal point of discussion. This is what we will be discussing today. So it's something unique, something special, that today we will be learning how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered His infinite blessings, mercies upon us. And amongst all of these bounties which Allah ta'ala has showered upon us, there are many lessons which we learn from these bounties, from the blessings. Inshallah, that is what we are going to discuss today. So be with us, inshallah, for the entire discussion. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. SubhanAllah. The ayat which I just recited now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has firstly made us conscious of His blessings, of His favors, of His in'amat, that which Allah ta'ala has bestowed upon us in this universe. At the same time, there are also beautiful lessons which we can learn from this ayah. What are these blessings we have been honored with? What are the lessons we learn from this ayah? Inshallah, let's break it up and then we are going to see. So, The translation of the ayah was, as we mentioned, it is He who created everything in the earth for you. Then He intended to form the sky. So He fashioned it into seven skies, and He has complete knowledge of everything. So in this ayat, we are told about the recognition, gaining the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that, O people, your master, your creator, your Lord is the one and only, without any partners, who has bestowed upon you thousands of blessings. It's not the sun, it's not the moon, it's not the idols who have given you these blessings. It is that one Zat. It is that one divine being who has no partners, who has no children, who has no family. You know, there is no one and nothing associated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is ahad. He is alone, independent. He does not depend upon anyone or anything for whatever He desires and wills. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. That Allah, that Zat, that divine being who doesn't need anyone or anything, He is the one who has bestowed upon you these thousands and millions of blessings and bounties. He is the one who created this universe. He is the one who made the skies. He is the one who created the earth. And the blessing which Allah Ta'ala mentions, number one, He created this earth for you. He placed millions of blessings on the earth for you. He placed thousands of natural resources, which is iron, oil, gas, etc., inside the earth for you. There's diamonds, there's rubies, there's emeralds, there's gold which you are receiving, the coal which you are receiving, everything is for you. The water, the springs, the rivers, the oceans, the seas, everything is for you. The sand, the rock you get, the iron you get, the oil, the gas, everything is for you. The millions of bounties in this earth, the trees, the oxygen, the birds chirping, the animals, the fish in the ocean, the sea, the sea animals, the mammals, the herbivores, the carnivores, and you name it, whatever there is in the universe, everything Allah Ta'ala has placed these on the earth for you. Furthermore, the earth alone is not enough. Therefore, He also created the sky for you. Not just one sky, He created seven skies for you and did not leave any deficiency in creating them. Thousands of years have passed, yet these skies have not yet aged. The skies didn't become old. The skies didn't start making sounds and creaking voices. The sky didn't leak. The sky didn't fall. The sky didn't break. You built a house. Spend millions and millions and millions on building the best house, called the best engineers, the best architecture, the best builders, and tell them to build the best house, the strongest house. How long would it last? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. Eventually, what's going to happen? Eventually, there's going to be a creak sound. Eventually, there's going to be a leak. Eventually, there's going to be a hole. Eventually, it's going to get worn out. Eventually, something is going to happen. But the sky, which is here, not for 1, 2, 10, for 100 years, for thousands and thousands and millions of years, the sky is still above your head. And as it was the first day, that is exactly how it is today. There is no squeak, there is no sound, there is no screech, there is no crack, there is no breakage, there is nothing. The sky is still perfect. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So thousands of years have passed, yet the skies have not aged. Such a vast firmament has not become weak. It is not broken or worn down. All of this arrangement is also for you. In short, that one being who has put the entire universe in your service, who has created everything for your benefit, He is the only true master, the true creator, the Lord, the one worthy of worship, and He has perfect knowledge of everything. He is independent, He is ghani. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, how wonderful this ayah is. How heartwarming this ayah is. When a person recites this, you know how much sukoon and peace and tranquility he feels at that moment. You know, if you just read this ayah with a sincere heart, with the heart filled with tashakkur, the heart filled with expressing gratitude in the court of Allah, the heart filled with realizing the bounties which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon you, the heart filled with the love of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, subhanallah, when a person recites this ayah with this, then he sees, you know, how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and how great are the blessings and the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon us. If Allah ta'ala willed, and if he willed, he could have made the earth spread out as a carpet. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, then the earth could be upright like a wall. And how are we going to live on it? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, he could have made, you know, the earth soft. And whilst walking, you would have been sinking into the ground. If Allah ta'ala willed, he could have made, you know, the mountains as wool and cotton, and you would never be able to climb on the mountain. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, then he could have done anything in the universe. But Allah ta'ala made the earth hard. He made the mountains hard, so you can walk on the earth. You can climb on the mountains. He made everything in such a way, you know, which is perfect for you. You can move around in the entire world, go around, travel, move around. You have your car, you walk on your feet, you fly in the air. Every, you know, comfort has been given to you. If you want to travel on animal, you can travel on animal, nothing wrong. You travel on car and the vehicles as we have today, you travel, nothing wrong. You have to travel in the air by aeroplane or helicopter, whatever the case is. You travel, there is no issue. You want to travel in the sea, with your submarines and, you know, all these kind of things, with a boat, with your ships, you can travel, there is no harm, there is no problem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this entire earth basically like a mother. The ability of nature has been placed within it. We put a small seed in the earth, and how we see that the earth takes it, it nurtures it, it takes care of that seed. And from itself, it gives the seed nourishment. Eventually, what happens from the small seed, a big tree grows. Who is the one who provided this entire system for us? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Allah ta'ala mentions in a beautiful ayah in Surah Hijr, Allah ta'ala says, وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْزُونَ, and brought forth in it everything with specific measure. Subhanallah. Besides, as I mentioned, thousands of resources, minerals have been placed in this earth from which we benefit. What a great convenience is natural gas. We are benefiting from it until today. What a great benefit and blessing is petrol. It also comes from the earth. Other blessings in the form of minerals, salt, gold, copper, iron, limestone, coal, etc. All of these things come from the earth. And who do they benefit? The animals? The plants, the insects? No, it benefits us. We use these resources, we use these minerals, we sell it, we make sure we have, you know, some earnings, we sell it, we live, we basically running the entire country, you're running the entire system on these minerals which are coming from the earth. Tomorrow, if gold, coal, gas, petrol, water has to stop from the earth, what are we going to do? Petrol is going to finish. How are we going to drive our cars? How are we going to, you know, put fuel in our aeroplanes, our helicopters, anything, every machine we have? Tomorrow, if gold finishes, the entire market is going to be destroyed. Tomorrow, coal finishes, where are we going to get our electricity from? Tomorrow, coal finishes, where are we going to get our electricity from? These other minerals. Tomorrow, salt finishes, what's going to happen to our food? What's going to happen to everything we cook? Tomorrow water finishes, how are you going to grow your crops, your plants, how your animals are going to drink, how are you going to drink, how are you going to live? All of this we are enjoying free of cost. Yes, the system is such that different countries, governments, obviously, they have taken these resources, minerals and sold it. So we're not getting free gold or free coal and that, but we are enjoying the luxuries. We're enjoying electricity. We're enjoying water. We have to pay for it, but we're enjoying the water, alhamdulillah. All of this we are enjoying at what cost? Yes, there is a fee which we have to pay rent and that. But this fee hasn't come from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This fee we have put, this price we have put. Allah Ta'ala has given everything for free in this universe, in this earth. In the olden days where there wasn't a system like this, people used to have wells, or people used to have the water pumps, whatever the case is. Is there a charge on the earth that if you dig here and every liter of water which you take out, there's going to be a cost, so much amount of sadaqah you have to give in the path of Allah, that's the fee of water? No! You'll never find this anyway. Everything is free of charge. Who has given you everything? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Allah ta'ala created animals, and they are also for our benefit. On the occasion of Eid al-Adha, 10-12 people gather to control one cow. And still we cannot control the cow. The cow gets wild, it starts moving, it starts jumping, it starts making noise. People get scared, people run around. And at the same time, we have seen in villages, a young boy, he is herding 5, 10, 15, even 20 cows and buffaloes with a stick. He is walking and the cows are walking in front of him, all of them. So what is this? This is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed these animals under our control. We control these animals. We keep them one place, we keep them in the cage, we keep them in the farm. Does a cow break all the cages and run away? No. The cow stays in the farm, the sheep stays, the goat stays there. In fact, we have even captivated and caught wild animals, lions, tigers, these kind of things, and placed them in cages like zoos and those kind of things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this authority in human beings that we have control over the animals as well, to some extent. Just now I was on the way and I was reciting ayah of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and it is also mentioned here in front of me in Surah An-Nahl, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْءٌ وَمَنَافِعٌ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا جَمَالٌ حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ وَتَحْمِلُ أَثْقَالَكُمْ إِلَى بَلَدٍ لَمْ تَكُونُوا بَالِغِيهِ إِلَّا بِشِقِّ الْأَنْفُسِ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَةً وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. سبحان الله. That Allah says, and He created the animals. In them there is a warm covering and many other benefits for you. And you eat from them. And in them there is adornment for you when you bring them back in the evening. And when you leave them to graze in the morning. And they carry your loads to the city. And they carry your loads to the city which you cannot reach without great difficulty to yourselves. Indeed, your Lord is certainly most compassionate, most merciful. And the horse, the mule and the donkey that you may ride them, and they are adornment for you, and He shall soon create what you do not know. Subhanallah. Another benefit, look at the mountains. And there are so many benefits, inshallah, we will discuss. But before that, we'll take a short break and listen to a wonderful kalam. As soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों, ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों, तेरे नाम पर सबको वारा करूं मैं, आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह, फिदा का या हबीब अल्लाह, है आरज़ू हमारी, है जुस्तुजू हमारी, है आरज़ू हमारी, है जुस्तुजू हमारी, नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी, नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी।
कहते हैं बरमला हम मायूस क्यों फिरे हम, कहते हैं बरमला हम मायूस क्यों फिरे हम, सरकार के गदा है कोई नहीं हमें गम, सरकार के गदा है कोई नहीं हमें गम, कोई नहीं हमें गम। किस्मत है ये हमारी हर दम गैलब पर जारी, किस्मत है ये हमारी हर दम गैलब पर जारी,
नबी पे जाए सदके, नबी पे जाए वारी, नबी पे जाए
صدقے نبی پہ جائے
والی آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے والی نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے والی
رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں مسرور ہو گئے
آقا
سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری سزا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے والی نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے والی
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
سارے میں تمہارے ہے قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا ہے شان تمہاری ہے
وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت کرتے ہیں ان کی
آقا
کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے والی نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے والی
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے والی نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے والی
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے سر اپنا ہم جھکائے ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے والی نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے والی
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
آقا فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
سارے میں تمہارے ہے قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا ہے شان تمہاری ہے
یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الوارا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الوارا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن گے جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ ویلکم بیک ٹو اور سلسلہ یو آر واچنگ دی لائٹ آف گائیڈنس اینڈ ٹوڈے وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی انٹائر یونیورس از فار یو سبحان اللہ وی لرنڈ ہاؤ اللہ تعالی ہیز کریئیٹڈ ویریس تھنگز ان دی ارتھ ان دی یونیورس فار اس وی ڈسکسڈ ناؤ اباؤٹ دی اینیملز وی ڈسکسڈ اباؤٹ دی انٹائر ارتھ ہاؤ اللہ تعالی ہیز گیون اس دی ریسورسز دی منرلز And many other things. Another benefit which we have, Allah Ta'ala has granted us the mountains. And look at the mountains. These mountains which are elevated, sometimes green, sometimes white, covered with snow. Many other beautiful colors. And they have been called the pegs of the earth. Allah Ta'ala states, وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَا And placed anchors therein. In other words, that, you know, these mountains are like anchors and pegs on the earth. The earth mustn't move, the earth mustn't shake. It is also narrated that when the earth was created, it was shaking and could not be stood upon. Then Allah Ta'ala created mountains on it, with which the earth became stable. That is why the mountains are called the pegs of the earth. Approximately 1/5 of the earth's dry surface consists of mountains. Approximately 82% of the world's fresh, clean and sweet water comes from the mountains. Many minerals also come out of these same mountains. Many kinds of herbs are also found on mountains, which are useful in treatment. Mountains also play a major role in seasonal climate change. For whom are all these benefits? For us. After all of these questions which I'm asking you, that for who are these benefits? Then you must reply and say it is for us. When you do that, you will realize that how much Allah Ta'ala has placed and given just for me. I am living in this earth and everything is for me. Now I am utilizing it. I am living here and I am living rent-free. Moving around the earth, taking this oxygen, enjoying all these luxuries. Today you can't enter a museum. You can't enter a place for sightseeing without paying a fee. Today people have, you know, put a fee to everything, that even to look at the nature of Allah Ta'ala, you have to pay. But Allah Ta'ala has prepared everything and made everything for you to enjoy, for you to look at for free without any cost. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another benefit, another bounty which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon us is the forests. Allah Ta'ala created the trees and He caused forests to grow. Which are also from our benefit, for our benefit. We get oxygen from forests, we get wood for furniture, and many other purposes also are obtained from forests. Education is still dependent on paper today, and books are printed on paper. And we use paper in many ways in our daily lives, in our work, in our colleges, universities, schools, offices, wherever we are, we use paper. Paper is important. This paper is also made from wood. Today, many herbs are used in medicines. Those herbs are also obtained from forests. Pine gum, glue, and various materials are also obtained from forests. We have an eraser. The material used to make an eraser rubber is also obtained from the forest, from the trees. Another important aspect of forests is that they have a great effect on the weather. These days we are facing the big problem of climate change. You know, we have global warming and those kind of things, whatever the case is. And you will notice that the time of winter coming and going, arriving and leaving in summer is changing in various countries. Across the globe, you will see. You know, in South Africa, if I have to give you an example, there was a time where there wasn't a need to use a fan in South Africa. Throughout the year, 24/7 and 12 months, it used to be cool. And come June, July, it used to get extremely cold to the extent it used to start snowing. Many places in South Africa. I'm talking about 20, 25 years back. And today, what's the case? That winter comes, you know, just for a month. So this shouldn't happen before. A country where there was, you know, cool, it used to remain cool throughout the year. Climate change so much today, there's so much heat, it is so hot. What is this? It's called climate change. And what is the cause of this entire change is deforestation. That forests are being cut down to set up factories due to which the weather is becoming unbalanced. So these forests are actually created for us and we are destroying them. We are actually destroying the earth, we are destroying nature, we are destroying the atmosphere, the air, everything. It's our problem, our fault. But Allah Ta'ala has created everything for us. Everything has a purpose. And how wonderful are these bounties which Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Look at the Amazon forest, look at different forests in the world. You know, the forest are also given, the Amazon forest in fact is given the title that it's the lungs of the earth. That basically it's like it supplies oxygen to the entire earth. You know, seeing how big it is, how much acre of land it spreads across. How much greenery there is there. The amount of oxygen which comes from there. So it's known as the lungs of the earth. And we are going and cutting down the forest for our factories, for pollution, for this, for that. Because we have to live in a world, unfortunately, and we have to do all of these things, unfortunately. And we are basically destroying everything with our own hands. But look at the bounties which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon us. There are a few things also which I want to discuss, inshallah. We'll take a short break and listen to a few beautiful Madani pearls. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Man ja'ahu al-mawtu wa huwa yatlubu al-ilma li yuhyiya bihi al-islam fabaynahu wa bayna an-nabiyyina darajatun wahidatun fil jannah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever passes away in the state that he is seeking knowledge of the deen to revive Islam, then in paradise there will be only one rank between him and the prophets. My dear viewers, let us reflect over the words of this narration. Subhanallah, look at the status of the student of knowledge, that he invests his life in seeking the knowledge of the deen, and if he passes away in this state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his rank to such a degree that there will only be one rank between him and the prophets. Subhanallah. And if this is the maqam and status of the students of knowledge, then my dear viewers, let us ponder over the rank of the ulama of the Ahlul Sunnah. This shows to us the importance of Islamic knowledge and the significance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It mentions here that the student of knowledge will be only one rank below the rank of the prophets. This means that such a person will be granted great closeness to the prophets in paradise. Those prophets being in the highest level of illiyin, and these scholars being just beneath them because they were the inheritors of the prophets in the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to seek the knowledge of the deen, not only ourselves, but encourage other youngsters to come onto this path of ilm-e-deen and better their akhirah. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, mashallah. Welcome back to our silsila. Once again, you are watching The Light of Guidance. And today we have been discussing the entire universe is for you. How Allah Ta'ala has created the earth, universe, and lots of bounties Allah Ta'ala has placed just for us. Subhanallah. A very wonderful incident is mentioned that, and this is mentioned in Tafsir al-Kabir. Once, some disbelievers came to Imam Shafi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and they asked him, tell us, what is the proof of the existence of Allah Almighty? So, you know, at that time, perhaps Imam Shafi was sitting near a mulberry tree. And he said, this mulberry tree itself is the proof of the existence of my all-powerful and self-subsisting Lord, Allah Almighty. So, disbelievers asked, how so? He replied, look, if a deer eats the leaf of this mulberry tree, it turns into musk. If a goat eats the same leaf, it becomes milk. And if a silkworm eats the same leaf, silk is made from it. Then Imam Shafi said, فَمَنِ الَّذِي جَعْلَ هَذِهِ الْأَشْيَاءَ كَذَلِكَ مَعَ أَنَّ التَّبْعَ وَاحِدٌ So who is it who made all these things the way they are, even though the substance, means the leaf, is one, its nature and material is one, but as the animals that eat it change, the thing that is produced from that leaf also changes. So the being who causes a single leaf to sometimes become musk, sometimes become milk, and sometimes become silk, that being, that zat, is the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Upon hearing this wonderful proof, those disbelievers immediately recited the kalima and they accepted Islam on the hands of Imam Shafi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. My dear Islamic brothers, Imam Shafi used the mulberry tree leaf as a proof of the existence of Allah Almighty. But let's look at this incident from another perspective. Of all the potential which Allah Ta'ala has placed in the mulberry leaf, who does it benefit? Silk is made from it. Does the silkworm use the silk? No, we use it. If the deer eats the leaf, then musk is made from it. Does the deer use the musk? No, we use it. If a goat eats it, the milk is made. Does the goat itself drink the milk? No, we drink the milk. It's not just about the mulberry leaf. Thousands of such properties have been placed in every tree. That some places milk is coming, some places rubber is coming, some places silk is coming, some places musk is coming. Everything is for who? It is only for us. Everything is for us. Subhanallah. You know, in this world, there is a group of people who are called atheists. And, you know, these people believe that the world has no creator. And they believe that everything created itself and it functions on its own. And when science had not yet advanced, these people held the same belief. And when science advanced, then hundreds of galaxies were discovered and the vastness of the entire universe became apparent. And even they had to admit that such a vast universe cannot create itself without a creator. So therefore, they made a slight change to their ideology. They believe that there are certain principles and laws due to which the universe came into existence and continues to function. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. How blind are these people? How could someone who is himself blind create human beings who can see and have intellect and have consciousness? The aspect of benefit that exists in every particle of the universe tells us that the universe is not the result of an accident or a big bang. It is a masterpiece of a being. And how is that being described in the Holy Quran? وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ And he has complete knowledge of everything. The one who created this universe, Allah Almighty, has perfect knowledge of everything. That is why every single thing here is full of benefits. It's full of blessings. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, the people believe that the entire universe has come into existence itself and no one has created it. Everything formed just itself. You know, that's totally absurd. And it's in the nature of a human being to believe in a creator. You know, when you are worried, when you are intention, when you are sad, and when you have lots of problems, at that time, you know, a person, when everywhere his doors are shut, at that time he hopes for some assistance to come from some unseen place. And he hopes that someone is going to assist him. At that moment, that feeling when a person has, that the assistance is going to come from somewhere and some divine help is going to come from the unseen. What is that feeling? That feeling in a human being is the nature and the fitrat, that even yourself, deep down, you know that there is a creator. There is someone I have to turn to. There is someone that when all my doors are closed and I have no option to go anywhere, then there is one place I can go. There is one Zaat I can turn towards, and he is going to help me, assist me, and solve my problem. That Zaat who yourself, your heart, your body speaks about, that Zaat is the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, he says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And we created the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them with the truth, with haqq. Everything has been created in truth. The meaning of haqq is when a thing is needed, it is found in the quantity it is required and in the proportion it is needed. This means that everything in the universe is according to a measure. It is present in the exact quantity and proportion it is required, and at the exact time it is needed. Subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, this is, you know, some explanations, and you know, carry on. There are so many things which we can discuss, but towards the end I want to mention the entire universe is for you. Allah Ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. It is He who created everything in the earth for you. Everything is for you. But who are you for? Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create jinn and mankind but to worship me. It is as if it is being said, O human, this earth, this heaven, these winds, these galaxies, everything is for you, but you are for us. And as I mentioned in the beginning, that janwar paida kiye teri wafa ke waaste, chand, suraj aur sitare hai ziya ke waaste, khetiyan sar sabz hain teri ghiza ke waaste, kul jahan tere liye aur tu khuda ke waaste. May dua, may Allah Ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learnt. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to always have heart which is full of shukr and a heart which expresses gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. I hope to see you inshallah in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.